pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I get this two pretty girls up here.
Could I have, we have the roll call taken. Both Lisa and Nick Petrillo said they could not be here today. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the January 21st meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion. We have a second on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before we do correspondence, I'm going to have, we have two things here. The first one is we have Sandra Evans here. Who's going to get from the Illinois Government Finance Officials Association that is going to give Mr. Rick Fassner, County Auditor, an award.
First, thank you very much. I'm honored to be here this evening in, on behalf of the Government Financial Officers Association to present this Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting to Rick Fassner, the Madison County Auditor. The Certificate of Achievement Program has been in operation since 1946. The purpose of the program is to encourage and assist governments to prepare financial reports of the highest quality for the benefit of the citizens and the other parties with a vital interest in a government's finances. The program has gained widespread recognition as a premier indicator of excellence in governmental accounting and financial reporting. To earn this Certificate of Achievement of Excellence in Financial Reporting, Madison County had to substantially conform to the program's demanding criteria, which go well beyond the minimum requirements of generally accepted accounting principles. Program participants submit copies of their comprehensive annual financial report to the Certificate of Achievement Program for an in-depth review and evaluation. The review and evaluation is performed by two members selected from an impartial panel of government financial officers, independent certified public accountants, educators, and others with specialized expertise and experience in governmental accounting. Reports also are reviewed and evaluated by members of the GFOA's professional staff. Only those reports that are judged by all reviewers to have substantially met all the program's criteria are awarded the Certificate of Achievement of Excellence in Financial Reporting. The government financial officer hopes that this award to Madison County will serve as an example and encourage others to strive for the same high standards in their own financial reports. This receipt of this reward reflects the professionalism and commitment of numerous individuals, as well as many hours of hard work. It also reflects a high degree of dedication and leadership on the part of the County Board. Therefore, it is my privilege, on behalf of the Government Financial Officers Association, to present to Rick Fassner, County Auditor, the Certificate of Achievement in Financial Accounting.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
I've got about a 30-minute speech prepared. If somebody wants to stick around and hear it tonight, I thought that's what I expected. It's really an honor to receive this award, and I've got Dana Vance here representing the staff tonight. If you'd stand, please. I have been the recipient of an excellent staff at the auditor's office day in, day out, that exhibits professionalism in every sense of the word. And it's also been a pleasure working with this county board, and I think this award benefits all of us. Thank you very much.
If I can have Ms. Glasper and Mr. Holliday join us down. And we have a Deborah Pitts in the office. If I could have Deborah come down, we'd appreciate it. Take your time coming down. Let Doc, I believe, do most of the reading here, but we have an award here for Deborah Pitts for the 2015 Mass County Living Legends Community Service Award, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza, our county clerk, and we're going to give that award to her today. And I think, Doc, you're going to have a few words to say.
Yes, I do.
So let me just give this to you first.
Thank you so very much.
I'll take it out of the wrapper. that. And we're going to put this on the record.
Thank you, Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I present to you Deborah J. Pitts. She's our Living Legend Award for 2015. Ms. Pitts was born in Gary, Indiana, and moved to Edwardsville in 1971 to attend college. She has remained a resident ever since and enjoyed a long and distinguished career in education and dedicated service to community organizations. She is being recognized this evening for over 40 years of service to our community. Deborah Pitts is a veteran educator, having served with the Alton School District 31 years and then 8 years as principal of Civic Memorial High School. She also served as an assistant principal, dean of students, guidance counselor, special education teacher, coach volleyball, basketball, track, cheerleading, and pom-poms. She has held other teaching positions at East Middle School, Central Junior High, Alton High School. She graduated from Southern Illinois University with a general administrative certificate of MS and a BS degree. Deb has held previous and current positions in her community in various capacities: Edwardsville Park and Recreation Chair, Illinois State University Associate Executive Committee, Edwardsville NAACP Branch Secretary, President of Delta Kappa Gamma, Alpha Eta Chapter, and National Council of Negro Women Alton Chapter, Southwest Division of United Way, Charmaine Chapman Society, the Chair of the Southwest Illinois Division of United Way. She is a member of the Mount Joy Missionary Baptist Church here in Edwardsville, where she served as church clerk and is on the usher board. She's even found time to be a Heartland Hospice volunteer, and in recent years was appointed to the Illinois High School Association of Board of Directors. Deb is recognized as a strong youth advocate. She takes interest in their academics as well as their social and emotional development. She is warm-hearted, conscientious, committed to excellence, and is a team player to all. She has adopted two mottos in her life: if I can help someone as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. And to her most recent, what about the children? Deb Pitts has dedicated a lifetime to educating people and helping others by her association with civic organizations. Her accomplishments have been many, and the most rewarding has been the difference she has made in people's lives. The Madison County Board is greatly honored to recognize her for the 2015 Living Legend Community Service Award, and I present to you Deb J. Pitts.
Thank you very much. And first, I need to say, give an honor to God because He's blessed me to be here 62 years. I just had a birthday, 62 years. And I'm just glad to be here. I'd like to thank the chairperson, Mr. Dunston. And I also like to recognize my church family, raise your hand, my goddaughter, and my National Council of Negro Women friend. And then when I got here, I knew some other people, so I'd like to thank you. And I'd just like to continue to ask God to give me the strength to continue to do what I do within the community. And I'd like to say thank you once again. And there's my one other lady from my church. And I'd like to thank Mr. Holliday for nominating me. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, do you mind if I say a few words? I have to commend their choice. Ms. Pitts would not remember me, but in 2003, unfortunately, my wife and I had to take in our niece at the time, who was probably not what you'd call an upstanding student. Our oldest child was 8, so we really didn't know what we were doing, and my wife met with Ms. Pitts, who walked us through, and I think we must have called her every day for the first 3 months because, like I said, it was a difficult time for us and difficult time for our niece. She always had a smile on her face. She never acted as if we were disturbing, bothering her, even though we knew she had a lot of other students to take care of. And the day that she left Alton High was one of the biggest losses that that school had ever lost. And then when she left Civic Memorial, the people that I talked to say the exact same thing. I don't think you could have picked a better person. I don't know if you'll ever be able to find somebody that is kind and gracious as Miss Pitts, but Miss Pitts, you epitomize the greatness of education, and we need more people like you.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Falco agrees. Correspondence.
Chairman, you have a letter from AECOM regarding a notification on permit modification. You have the jail population report from the Sheriff's Department, the monthly report of the Regional Superintendent of Schools, the monthly report of the County Clerk and Recorder, and the Treasurer's monthly investment report. That's all.
We have some appointments to make.
Chairman, the Tri-Township Water District, Michael Thornton, has been recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Leslie Milan, who has resigned. Three County Public Water District, Monty Beckett, is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Elvin Blunt, who has resigned. Madison County Park and Recreation Grant Commission, Michael Haynes, is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. Madison County Zoning Board of Appeals, Lauren Davis, is recommended for reappointment to a new five-year term. Madison County Zoning Board of Appeals, Michael Campbell, is recommended for reappointment to a new five-year term. Southwestern Illinois Development Authority, Tom Hache, is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Robert Lombardi, who has resigned.
We have, can I get a motion to entertain
so
those appointments? We have a motion, second, on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, the Finance Committee has six items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation CAC Alton Women Home Grant, immediate emergency appropriation CAC NJC Foundation Grant, immediate emergency appropriation CAC Friends of CAC Grant, resolution approving construction contract for the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention Council, and a resolution authorizing the purchase of excess insurance for the self-funded insurance workers' compensation program. This is signed by all members of the committee. I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
On the question, roll call. Is that it? Mr. Minner, has it been approved?
That's all I have, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Tracy, would you bring in Government Relations Committee? And also, if you could, would you introduce your sister?
It's my mother,
okay.
Not my sister. She looks very young. That's my mom, Deb Tracy. She drives me when it's snowing. So I know. She's really great. I just lost all credibility on everything I'm about to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring forth a resolution concerning review of executive session minutes for the period ending December 31st, 2014. And I would ask for its adoption, please.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Ms. Tracy?
No, thank
okay,
you.
Thank you. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow county board members. The Grants Committee has two resolutions for your consideration this evening. Resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan for the Venice Park District, and a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to the city of Granite City. I move for their adoption.
Second.
We have a motion and a second on the question. Roll call. Yeah. Okay. There you got it. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Glasper, Public Safety Committee, if you could bring in both F and G, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Brazier, I'm ahead of you.
Thank
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Judiciary Committee has two resolutions. First resolution to award contract for the purchase of tracker server upgrade, case management software, 5-year contract for the Madison County Probation Department. The second one is a resolution to award contract for the purchase and installation of lights, siren, mobile portable and repeater radios for 3 vehicles for the Madison County State's Attorney's Office. It's been signed by all the members of the committee, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a second. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Brazier? Okay. Sorry I missed you. Ms. Clasper, if you could bring in both F and G, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. First, your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its report covering 14 amusement licenses, and I ask it to be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you.
And then, along with the Finance and Government Operations Committee, we have one resolution, and it's a resolution to purchase 7-year software maintenance agreement renewal for the computer-aided dispatch system for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second. On the question, roll call.
I'm ready.
Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Clasper?
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Tricano, Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has property trustee resolutions, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Okay, we have a second. Is it
roll call? Okay. Roll call. It's approved. Anything else, Mr. Tricano?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has but one resolution this evening, and that's a petition for county aid for the Kuhn Bridge in St. Jacob Township. Been signed by all 7 members. Actually, it was signed by 5 because 2 were absent, but I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? No question? Roll call.
Got it.
Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Anything under new business? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
The move.
We have a motion. A second. All in favor, by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.